And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Chili, that's what we're going to be talking about now. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we're going to... Bob and I have competed in some chili.
We have some bona fides.
Yes, and we actually won a couple times. It's been a while, but we grilled chili, believe it or not. So we might talk about that technique, too. First one's Tex-Mex, right out of the box. What are you thinking?
It's bona fide.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tex-Mex, that's what most people think of in chili. It's kind of like the stuff you get out of a can.
Oh, come on.
You're
going to
have
now.
Cumin. You're going to have, it's basic. I mean, it's... Tell me what you'd do to make chili.
Well, all right then. I'm going to go down our little championship recipe because I use that thing. It's my go-to. I like white chicken chili. It's okay, but it's not my favorite. But just a good old beef chili. Chili's one of those things that you got to have a few specific ingredients, and then you can throw some other stuff in if you like it, right? But for me, I get a big chunk of sirloin. And I need it about an inch thick is all. Our buddies at Sobe Meats have this Wagyu. Okay, sorry for the pronunciation. But,
Wag the dog.
Right. But it is a very marbled and wonderful piece of sirloin steak. And sirloin is the most flavorful piece of beef off the animal, in my opinion. And we smoke that till it's about 120, 125 in the center, so medium rare. Is where I want to do it. Debone it, cut it in little diced up chunks, but I like it an inch thick because what I want is I want smoke on each piece of the meat that goes in the chili because it makes a difference when you're eating it. And so I dice it up pretty small, but I don't cut the inch part in half with a dice. They're long, skinny pieces in my chili because then I got smoke on both sides of that little tidbit. I like smoking and you're going to see, wow, smoky chili. You don't have to smoke this stuff with heavy smoke.
We know that.
It's the purpose of putting it in the smoker and slow cooking a tomato down, and it dries them out a little bit, but it just enhances the flavor so much. We've done it with tomatillos. We have four or five different kinds of chili peppers. It isn't just your jalapeno. There's a lot of others that you can get out there, whatever you like, and from the heat scale. You pick those. And then,
a bunch of ghost peppers would be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then nobody's coming to your table. You're going to be eating alone. But anyway, those peppers, so everybody's got diced tomato with tomato sauce. You can use tomato paste and water. I don't prefer a lot of water in my chili. But anyway, those are the things that I like to have in my chili. And then you just cook it slow. I'm a give or take on beans. I think chili has to have kidney beans, but it's not necessarily my favorite thing in chili. Carrot, onion, those kind of things. And you just make as much of each of those ingredients as you want.
Well, I'm just curious. We're being produced again, of course, by our fantastic producer, Trevor. And I'm just wondering when it comes to peppers in your chili and hot, what's the level?
I enjoy a mild chili, but not a like super spicy. Like okay. I like there to be a little bit of burn, but not a ton.
Not the next day.
Yeah, not the next.
Then you didn't
only
go far
enjoy
enough.
It once.
Yeah, you didn't go far enough. You gotta clean that colon out.
Yeah, but I like a good one where I can have two bowls, like an extra. I want to be able to go back for more.
Right. So if you're in West Michigan, those golden vibes you're hearing, you'll hear Trevor on 97.9 WGRD. Yes, that's right. The home of free beer and hot wings. Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of spinning the records on the weekend.
Yeah. You'll hear me from 10 to 3.
Nice. Every weekend?
Yes, and, sir.
The man whips up some tasty licks, let me tell you that. He's I do appreciate your style, bro.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good stuff. So what about your chili, Bob? You're a Cincinnati guy.
I like them all. I can't keep this waistline by not liking them all. So rather than Tex-Mex, I'd say we just do American chili, and that's the smoked version you're talking about.
Right.
I'm going to probably go with a mixture of beans. I like to see some black beans in there because I love the Negro beans. I'm going to do some light kidney, some dark kidney, and some pinto. So
now you're not doing those from raw. You're taking them out of a can?
Depends on how much I have to make. If I have to make a whole bunch, yeah, I'm going to soak the beans. But typically going to use those four, doing in smaller batches now that we're darn near empty nesters. We keep becoming empty nesters, and then it fails somehow.
You got the yo-yo effect going, man. Yeah. They leave, and then they come back. Hey, you know what? They all got a legitimate reason. It's not like they're dead-beating you or anything, but you just get empty, and then all of a sudden, bam.
But, you know, it's so nice because with Maggie and Christian and Genevieve living there right now, when I left this morning, little Genevieve was in Yaya's arms with her little rosy cheeks, and she said, bye, Papa.
Yeah.
That's worth it all. She can stay as long as she wants. Right. Her folks have to go.
Right.
But so as far as American chili, yeah, it's going to be like we do for our cook-offs and our competitions. And, of course, if you have a smoker, you can smoke your peppers and your onions and everything. And you don't have to smoke the chili if you do that. If you don't, you can smoke the whole pot of chili when you're done for an hour or so, but go easy on the smoke.
Right. Because that liquid will suck it up, and you'll go from smoky to too smoky to bitter in a hurry.
Yes. Cincinnati chili, love it. Here's how I make it. I open up a can because there's a great company out of Cincinnati that makes the best Cincinnati chili, and every time I go through Ohio, I can't even think of the brand now. I'm getting a brain cramp, but I will buy multiple cans. They do sell it at Spartan stores, so and Kroger, if you want to buy it. And I won't remember the name now, but I have it in my pantry.
Right. You'll remember it when you get home.
Yeah.
And you open a can. Yeah.
So I don't try and make. I've made several batches. I posted one of them. I wasn't happy with it. It's just not as good. But white chili, I'm kind of the same as you there. Kind of over it, you know. Yep. Everybody went through that phase. Now, when my daughter Emily was up, she made some and she thinned it out. And what she ended up with was tortilla soup. Now, I like that much better because you finish it off with tortilla shells and then some Mexican cheese.
The little strips of it on top.
And Mexican cheese. And I'll take that any day over.
Is that the white cheese, the Mexican cheese?
Yep. Because it's not stringy. When you can get it in your spoon, it doesn't end up on your shirt.
Right. No, that's an issue with you.
And then, of course, you've got green chili from Colorado.
Yep.
And for that, you'll need the hatch peppers, a pork butt, and no beans. You're going to use the tomatillas.
Right.
And you're going to have a verde sauce. And it's phenomenal. And I like that best on an omelet.
Right. Yep, that green chili on an omelet. And that's a chicken stock-based chili, too, isn't
no,
it?
No, no, it's pork butt.
Pork. Oh, okay.
Yep. Porco. So you're going to put that on a chorizo cheese omelet, and you're going to be in heaven. Put some slices of avocado on it, and it's the best breakfast in America.
Yeah? Yeah, cool. So, you know what? Hit us on Facebook and let us know what your favorite chili recipe is, because it'd be kind of cool to share those if you've got one that you think is unbelievable. Because, you know, to me, there's no right or wrong way to make it. You just, whatever the one that you like is the one that you serve your family. But coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, talk a little bit about these crazy times, but we got some man law coming up too. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And we're going to bring this show to the close here. But, Bob, we ought to do that with a little man law, don't you think?
I do.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Man law states that while walking with a group to the car, soon-to-be occupant may reserve the front passenger seat by calling out shotgun. All passengers must honor and respect the calling of shotgun. On those occasions where there is a tie while calling shotgun, a race to the car decides who gets shotgun.
Yeah, be careful this time of year with that shotgun race. Yeah, I told you a couple of weeks ago I bounced off the deck. That was on an icy day. That was not fun. You do not want to end up in a parking lot looking up at the car. So just be careful out there because it still hurts. I had a headache for a week.
Yeah, I tore a rotator cuff when Alex was about 13 or 14, and I wanted to race him at night through a school parking lot in the rain. And I didn't see the curb cut, and I went down, and my right arm caught me, but I tore that rotator cuff. And then like a month later, I was up on the third rack of my warehouse, and the ladder slid out from under me, and I had to hang from those warehouse racks with one arm as long as I could. I eventually came down.
Yeah.
But the damage was done, so I walked around for months with two torn rotators.
Yeah.
Nice. I couldn't, you know, if you wanted to sucker punch me, that was the time.
Yeah.
You missed your open. But I think the comfort foods are great for right now because at least for most houses, these are trying times. There's a lot of political division. There's, you got social media deplatforming people left and right. Matter of fact, I told you on a week or two ago, I just got off Facebook because I couldn't stand to see them canceling people like the president. And so I went to a place called Clout Hub, and it's so cool because there's just not as much arguing, and you don't have all kinds of fake news on it. You got people posting videos that you might happen to like. You know, somebody might think it's fake news, but they're just not on there hammering everybody, you know. And
right.
There's no warnings from Zuckerberg, which I don't know. Is he in prison yet? There, you don't have all those little eyes popping up like this is an unsafe site. You know, we've determined that you can't watch this.
Right.
It's like it's. I just feel like there's censorship.
Yep. Freedom of speech and in this business and what we're doing here, that stinks. Stinks everywhere. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're just having fun. If you don't like what we're talking about, tune us out.
And right?
it's simple. Yeah. It's just simple to me.
Yes. That's why the radio has a dial or a search button. But
showing your age here.
Yeah, I like the dials. My Jeep still has dials. They were smart. They made it for baby boomers. Yeah. There's no tubes, Javi.
Dials, but no tubes yet, huh? Yeah. All right.
But it's trying times, and it's likely to get dicey for a while. We've got I can't say sheet. Show going on in Washington, D.C. And I really hated to see that melee after the president's rally And I'm not going to tell you my opinion on it. You can form your own opinions based on the videos you watch. But unfortunately, we lost an Air Force sister, and I hate to see that. But it's just there's that kind of tension. You know, a lot of people in America feel like they got robbed, and they're mad, and they want to protest. And I totally get it. Mm-hmm. And I think there were some people that took advantage of it and kind of led the charge and got people revved up. And don't do that. You know,
right.
Stay home.
Right.
Just stay home.
Well, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Listen to the Grilling Guys. We hope you picked up a couple little comfort ideas this week. And we sure will be back next week, and we'll come up with some better ideas. So we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk with you next week.
See you.